When looking at an online story or article, are you among those who read the comments as well? This is Lisa Berry, and sometimes those comments aren't for the faint of heart. The local online news service MLife is announcing effective February 20th, it will permanently close the comment sections on its articles. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is John Heiner, Vice President of Content for MLive Media Group. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So tell us about this decision.
This decision wasn't made lightly, Lisa. It's been discussed for some time, and in response to a lot of feedback that we get from our readership base, people in the community, and even our own employees. As anyone who's been in the comment sections, not just on MLive, but anywhere on the internet, has noticed that there's been a marked decline in civility and constructive conversations. We're trying to improve the level of engagement with our readers and improve the environment on our website for both readers and our employees.
Will you be doing this just on Ann Arbor MLive, or I think you have like 8 sites across the state? Will you be doing it on all of them?
It's our entire website across the entire state. And once the comments close on Thursday, we'd have no plans to bring them back in the future. We do, of course, want to engage with our readers, and there's other opportunities for people to do that. If you go back 20, 25 years before the internet, people would pick up a phone. They would call a news office. They would talk to an editor or a reporter. They can email or mail tips in to us. They can go onto a byline on any story on MLive and click the byline, and it opens up an email box to the author of that story. What we find is that we have much more civil conversations and constructive conversations one-on-one with our readers than we do in an open forum. I've also heard, though, a lot of comments in the community. I was out for lunch today and talked to several people. And I also have gotten a couple hundred emails from readers, and I would say overwhelmingly in the one-on-one conversations I'm having with people, that they favor the elimination of the comment sections and a return to more genteel kinds of conversation between people.
So last time I looked, there were over 2,000 comments, people making comments about you ending comments. So that has made this pretty interesting for you, I'm assuming.
Well, right, it is interesting, but it also kind of proves the point we were making in that there's people in there with legitimate concerns about how they're going to reach us, how they're going to engage with us. But there's also a number of those comments are off topic. They're disparaging. They're ridiculing. I'm not painting all of our commenters with that brush. It's highlighting what brought this topic to an action point anyways, which is we have a hard time keeping it the tone civil and on point in the comment sections.
I asked someone I know who likes to read the comments at the end of MLive articles, why? And his response was, it's kind of like a train wreck. You can't look away. But added, sometimes he does get in more information than the article.
Right. And this is legitimate. People do get into the comments and make suggestions for stories. They point out errors that we made. They go in and have constructive conversations, even if it's not a topic related to the story. So there is value for some readers. But something I'd like to emphasize that I pointed out in my column is that in an average month, we get 10 million unique users or visitors to our site. At any given month, we only have about 5,000 people who participate in the comments. We're talking about a small percentage of people who regularly participate in the comment sections. I'd also like to point out that almost all of our articles end up on Facebook and get pushed through social media channels, including Twitter and Snapchat. And we are going to continue to allow engagement and comments around those articles in social media platforms.
Do you think ending the area for comments after an article or a story is part of a growing trend in the media world?
It is. A lot of notable media outlets have dropped comments or have put them behind a paywall or have used just Facebook comments where they embed the Facebook comments into the end of the article.
So people will still have an outlet.
Always. There's always a way to reach us. And actually, we encourage those kind of conversations. I'll tell you a very short story, but I frequently get emails from readers of my column who say, because typically I shut off comments on my column, and they'll say, you know, you're a hypocrite. You stand for free speech, yet you won't let me comment and have a conversation with you on your column. And I say, look, we're having a conversation right now because I'm replying to your email and, you know, we're keeping it on topic and it's constructive. You know, again, this decision was not made lightly. It was something that was discussed at the highest levels of our company for a long time. And I mean, this conversation's been going on for over a year. And so we really weighed carefully what the detriment of the loss might be to some of our readers. But in the end, final balance, we think that this makes our website better experience for our readers and a better environment for engagement.
We have an election coming up, so that is going to eliminate one outlet for those kind of comments.
The comment sections had a way, even if it was a story talking about Red Wing goalies, of sometimes devolving into political arguments. So I think people who want to have a political argument will find a way to do that. It just won't be in our comment sections.
John Heiner, Vice President of Content for MLive Media Group. Thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa. It was my pleasure.